Hello, everyone. We will get started in just a minute or so.
Chris. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Jada.
Okay, I see a couple of people still joining, so we'll give everybody just another minute or so.
Hey Chris, this is Alok. I invited Prakash and Gayatri to the meeting, your meeting. They will be contributing some of the code base for WES.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I have to rely on a lot of people.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah, but they're good people. They're doing a wonderful job.
Great. Okay, looks like we have critical mass and the joins have slowed, so let's get started. So logistics, this week was M3 yesterday, and we had our architecture review. The architecture review went very smoothly, and we passed M3. And M4 is coming up September 20th. That's the code freeze. Good work on it to everybody for the work so far. And we have just under a month to go before code freeze. So please get any work that you're working on into the system as soon as possible. Another update is CLM. There's a license issue within Linux Foundation, and CLM jobs haven't been working for about a week or so. The old data is available. There's not much information available for any of the security vulnerabilities, but we can at least look and see what some of the potential issues are and start addressing it. We need to have that resolved by the code freeze. And then just another note is code coverage. We need 50% code coverage in all the repos for Java and Python. We were there at the last release, but for any new changes that are coming in, please make sure that you have your code coverage as well. Okay, Gilda, can I turn it over to you for the JIRA review?
Yes, certainly.
Great.
I was not. That's okay. Bringing up Jira, sharing my screen.
Great. I fixed the filters last week. They changed the workflow, and that was breaking some of our filters. So I've got everything working again.
Great. And here we are, VNFSDK Kanban board.
Yep.
Fantastic. So now if we filter just by name, we should be able to see things. Well, lucky for you, Andre, it looks like you have no specific task or defects assigned to you. So that's easy. Alok, the same. Do we have Andy in the bridge?
No, he has a conflict and he'll be at the next call.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, never mind. Let's move. Avinash, we don't have Avinash on the call, I think.
No, and Kailun Garage is on vacation today.
Yes, okay. So, Kailun, I think you are on the bridge. Maybe not. I kept your names, but. No, okay. Minhao? You have. Wow, we have a couple of items here, some on progress.
The HP validation work, all the patches are merged. I've also updated some docs for the new installation using the ONAP official PyPI repo. The VF Tosca template, I think, this work should be done. I've translated the work to Eric from Intel, and his team will working on the VNF along with the Tosca template.
Okay. Yeah. So is that still in progress, or should we mark it as done, Linhao?
Let's keep it in progress. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And this one here, the VNF-174.
Let me see, what's this?
That's the packaging requirements from VNF requirements project.
Yeah, I'm not very sure how will this be implemented in the package tools. Because if we are talking about those kind of testing things, I think package tool cannot cover all of them, only a very limited of them.
Right. Let's see. Victor did the analysis on this. Could you two sync up on that one?
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Diving deeper.
Yes, I think I saw his expression 2 weeks ago, but I couldn't find it. Do you know where he put it on the wiki?
Victor, are you on the call?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're right. I don't see him. Let's see. I will find it and send you the link. We'll add it to the minutes here so everybody can see it.
I think there's another issue I'm currently working on, but I'm not sure why it's not shown here. It's the SO 004 security things, the certificate things. I'm currently doing the coding for that.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not shown here.
May have to go back into the board. We had some issues.
VNF SDK 144.
Hold on. You said?
Yeah, 144.
Yeah, this is in progress. This is assigned to Yulin Hao.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not showed up here.
144, correct. There is certainly a small trick somewhere.
I'll have to check on this. We were having some issues when they changed the workflow. I'll have to double check why this one isn't showing up.
Yeah. Quite strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll follow up on this one to ensure it is properly displayed into the.
I had a question on 149. Is that going to be? Yeah. Is this going to be assigned to a different resource?
Yeah. So I'll reassign this to Eric.
Which Eric is that from Intel?
From Intel, yeah, Eric Moulton.
Okay, great. Okay. So let's go back to the board then. And this one here, we have the VNFSTK 281.
It's a low priority since we don't have the bandwidth for this in Casablanca release.
Yeah, it's a low priority item, yes. So are you saying I didn't get it? You don't plan to make it in Casablanca?
No, I'm sorry, not. I don't have the bandwidth for this.
Okay. Shall we then, Chris, tell me here, reassign here to Dublin Relay then?
Yeah, let's do that. And it's not going to affect the overall scope of the release, so that's okay. You can make that change.
Can make that change. We'll discuss later when it comes to scoping for Dublin. Okay, cool. Looks like we have addressed all those with in-how.
Quick question on that last ticket. Would that fall underneath the modeling project?
Sorry, which?
The last ticket we talked about. Wouldn't that fall under modeling project because it deals with the parsers and the tooling?
That's with the VNF. It's changing the format of the VNF.
Okay.
Yes, so it could be lands in the modeling project either, I think. Mm-hmm. Alex assigned this to me in earlier Casablanca release. So
this tool will only be used in the marketplace?
Not in marketplace.
Package tools.
Package tools. It's only going to be used there, nowhere else.
It's only will be used by the VNF provider if they want to do some change their heat template to Tosca. It will help them to ease their burdens. They don't have to do it manually.
Okay. So, and you will, Linhao, you will reassign this one here, the 149, to Eric. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Yes. Good. Okay. Good. Anything else, Linhao, on your side?
No.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Let's move on here by the list. Do we have Moshe on the air? No, maybe not. Is Victor there now?
I did see some work on the versioning this week, but I'm not sure that it's complete yet.
Okay. So let's.
It looks like Victor's not here.
Yeah, he's not here. No, I can't see him, the participants. And yourself, Chris? Yes, you're the only Chris here.
Yes.
What is his guy's here? The VNF 29209?
Let's see.
Opening it up.
This is the SOL 004. I think it just got assigned to me by default. I will send this off. Let's see. Is this for... so the first thing is we don't have the trusted root certificate yet in ONAP. So we'll track this with the security team. We'll have to push it once we have that piece. Lianhao, when this comes through when we're ready to work on this, I'll send this over to you for package tools to implement, but I don't think that we're ready on this.
Yeah, but the according to the SOAP 04, the only two things that the VNF provider needs is its his certificate and private key.
Right.
But I don't know why his certificate has to do with the ONAP root, trusted root certificate.
You want to track the private certificates, the vendor certificates back to ONAP, or at least that was the proposal.
So you mean the vendor has to ask ONAP to sign their certificate, not a third party CA?
Right, yeah. Everything gets trusted from something within ONAP. If ONAP selected a third party that everything traced back to, but we haven't done that yet.
My current implementations doesn't require this trusted CA from ONAP, but any third party CA with trusted will do. But once we're done, we can enhance the package tool to implement this specific additional great requirement. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So I think we can put this on hold for a while.
So we keep it in progress here, or shall we put it in status to do?
Why don't we put it in to do?
Because stop progress. Okay, we are back to open. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure. So those was the name I had. We have here the Kanban board. Maybe we need to cross check, Chris. There are other folks we have task assigned. But has anyone some task here assigned to him that he would like to report on? That's.
I have a question on the VNF VNF requirements. Why didn't they pass M3?
Because they didn't come for the architecture review. As soon as VNF requirements and external API, VVP and AEF get through architecture review, then they'll pass.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, Chris, I think we have been through all those in progress with the attendance we have.
Great.
Okay, so I give you back the floor here.
Thank you.
Sure. Here we are.
So let me go back to sharing my screen. We've gone through most of this. There are a number of people on vacation this week. Let's see, one action item that I had, Tin, was to schedule a meeting with you on the VNF SDK architecture. Are you back now, and would you be available for this next week? Tin? Okay. Follow up through email. Looks like we lost him. So any new business from the team?
Chris, this is Andre's question. Yes. You're talking about the SOL 004 on SDC. What's the question that you want to discuss with Tim?
He had a presentation on the VNF SDK architecture.
Ah, okay.
We were going to schedule a follow-up, but with everybody's vacations, we haven't had a chance to do that yet.
So it's not specifically related to SOL 004?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, I'm back on the call. What was my question?
I had an action item to schedule a meeting for the VNF SDK architecture with your presentation. Are you back from vacation now? Should we schedule that in the next week or so?
Yeah,
Okay.
I can do it next week, but refresh my memory. What was my presentation? Sorry.
You did an architecture presentation based on Etsy a few weeks ago. And you wanted to have an update based on the architecture.
Okay. I can check with you on the email.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Why don't we tentatively pencil you in for next week then? We can go from there.
All right.
Okay. Any other new business? Okay. So we'll wrap up a little early. Thank you, everybody, for your participation today, and good work on the release so far. We're through M3. Next one's the big one. So please get all the code in, as early as possible, so we can review it. And if there are any issues, get those resolved before the end of September. Everybody have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.